The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. We're live in our studios in Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. It's going to be a beautiful day. All that precipitation that's blowing up the East Coast, the hustle crutch that's coming up there and it's going to hit the Carolinas. Understand Tuesday or Wednesday it's going to bring some wind our way and not much rain. But today, get out in your backyard. It's going to bump up against 50 degrees. Great day to get out. Watch some football if you're not going to the game. Tailgate like crazy if you are. I know my Spartans are out of town, and I think Michigan's out of town as well at Nebraska. Spartans are over in Wisconsin. So, you know, there's a lot of other colleges, or watch them on TV and throw a little party in your backyard. But 50 degrees is perfect, perfect tailgating weather and perfect hunting weather, too.
It's so windy in Florida that Obama couldn't do a campaign stop.
Yeah.
Leave it at that.
You'd think that neutralize all the hot air bumping up against that you could, you know, move it out. But anyway, Bob, you stopped one night this week at one of your old bow camps, and we're going to put together a recipe for them, help them out. And we're going to talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, it's a cool club. It's called the Club 120. It's up in Calaba, Brethren area, up by the Tippy Dam. And just a great group of guys that I've been hunting with for years, and I missed them the last few years. So on my way back south after going over the bridge, I just had to stop and see them. And my buddy Dick is, every year, he picks up a beautiful bunch of tenderloin, and that's one of our traditional meals.
It wasn't venison, it was beef, right?
Yeah, it's beef.
Right.
And again, their deer population's way down. So he's going to do it on a charcoal grill, and he's telling me how he's going to do it. And, you know, he's kind of looking at me like, do you think that sounds like a good way to do it? And I said, Dick, you've been doing it beautifully for 20 years. I mean, come on, you know you can do this. And he goes, well, I'm going to do it. You know, I'm going to do the whole loin, do a little different, going to sear it, and then throw it over on the cooler side of the grill and just let it roast over there. And I said, well, you know, you got all these hickory out here. Why don't you just grab a piece of dead hickory and throw it on those coals and put your lid on it and add a little smoke to it when it's roasting? And you could see the light just come on in his head. And it's like, I think I could do that. I was like, yeah. So, you know, that's just my... That's a classic example of how we do things all the same all the time, and I'm guilty of it too.
Well, you find something
thing.
You like, and you tend to do it because you know it turns out, and there's a guy whose buddies are relying on him, man.
Yeah.
He's making dinner.
$20 a pound. Yeah. You don't want to
don't mess that up, baby. But yet, a little bit of smoke isn't going to mess up anything, is the moral of that story. It's actually going to enhance it.
Yeah.
And it's just that easy, guys. When you start smoking, you go to indirect heat. So he moved the separated the coals, pulled them over to one side on his Weber kettle,
yep.
And he put the hickory on the coals so it starts to smolder and burn and you get the smoke. Move the meat over on the side where the coals are not, and you're creating a convection oven in that Weber kettle. That smoke's just going to continue to roll over that, and your roast is going to, at that point, it's a roast. Yes, it's a tenderloin, but you're treating it like a roast.
Yeah.
And season it up with whatever you like. I'm sure he didn't adjust his seasonings at all, and there's a lot of great recipes out there on the internet, or we've got some on thegrillingguys.com, whatever you like for seasonings. But
well, I roll up to deer camp, and they're all gone. So, you know, there's several hundred acres there. Neat little cabin. And I'm like, oh, well, I guess I'm going to start walking around the woods and find myself a spot to perch for tonight because I haven't scouted the area for years. So I book off down one of the trails, and about a quarter of a mile down, I could see movement. It's like, okay, I see them back there. And the closer I get, the more I hear this noise, and it sounds like some kind of little gas motor. And I get up a little closer, and he's got his leaf blower out, and I'm thinking he's blowing the leaves off a rye patch they've planted there. Well, no, he did the same thing I did. I was target shooting a few weeks ago in my woods, and an arrow skipped over the target. I was shooting him at 40, and my first shot, my pin was off on my 40 mark, so it went right over the top. And so I got my leaf blower out, and I'm going through the woods trying to blow the leaves out of the way to find that arrow. So I started laughing at him. I go, gee, Dick, it's like one arrow. And he goes, but it it's my good arrow.
Right. Yeah, yeah. There's a moral of the story. Get down to Al and Bob Sports and buy more than one damn arrow, okay?
Because it's my good arrow.
That's a joke. You know,
he's had that arrow for too many years, obviously.
Yeah, got a rusty old broadhead on it and nasty because he shot it through the target, dull, all that stuff. But anyway, Bob, I had a similar experience. It was more on a negative side, and it was just guys that were trying to do a good thing. I was over for my new business that I've got going. We went over to a manufacturer over in Minnesota, and the owner of the company was nice enough to have us out to his home. There was like 20 of us there in doing a factory tour and some training, and we go over to his house, and of course I got my Grilling Guys shirt on, and we wheel in, and he's got two old Weber grills that are gas grills that might have been on their last leg, and then he had a Traeger pellet grill. And so I, you know, everybody else walks into the house. I walk over to the grills. Right. I walk over to the grills to look and see what's going on. Well, there's a big cooler of steaks there. They got the cooler lined with ice, and they got the steaks all cut in half. They were like, I think it was a round steak. It wasn't even strips. It was,
maybe sirloin.
Yeah, it might have been sirloin. But anyway, they were cut in half, and they were setting right on the ice. And when it came time to cook the steaks, they pulled them right out of the ice. They weren't wet. I mean, they were in bags, but sitting right on the ice. So they're ice-cold steaks. They pull them out. They got these Webers and this Traeger turned up as high as they can go. So, and they put ice-cold steaks on the grilling surface, no seasoning on them whatsoever, and just covered them with seasoning. And then proceeded to start talking. And when they saw the smoke just bellowing out of the grill, they turned around and flipped them. And I was a guest.
I hope he's not streaming the show online.
I was a guest, and I was biting my lip because it's like, guys, this is crazy. So here's the tip of the day. Bring your steaks to room temperature. Never, ever pull them out of the ice and put them on the grill because you're going to get well done on the outside before it even gets warm on the inside. Bring them to room temperature. When you pull them, it will not hurt beef. I wouldn't do it with pork, and I wouldn't do it with chicken, but beef, you can leave it out for an hour and a half. I wouldn't put it in the sun, but at room temperature on your countertop in your house or on the table outside if you're grilling this time of year.
Especially if you're going to marinate them. Marinate them at room temperature.
Right. Now, even or season them. I put the seasoning on when I take them out of the fridge.
Absolutely.
As that meat opens up and warms up, it draws the seasoning in. And just those two tips make much better grilled steaks. And these guys were trying. Their heart was in the right place, but it was just those two little things. If they'd have done that, we all would have enjoyed our meat a lot more.
And he's cooking on junk.
Yeah, right.
He needs to go to Qtopia over in Minneapolis. He's in Minneapolis, right?
He needs to go
see Tony at Qtopia. Great barbecue shop.
Yeah, and this is a guy who doesn't hurt for money. He's got lots of toys, but it's just where you put your priorities. But anyway, I had a wonderful time, but you walk into those situations and it's like, oh, man.
You need to send him a little discount coupon when you get your grills in your shop.
Yeah, exactly. Coming up next, we've got our friend Chaz from Schmoe's Brewing Company. He's going to report in live from the Detroit Microbrew Beer Festival at Eastern Market. So you're listening to the Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network. Stick with us. We're drinking.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.